So I'm going to construct an argument, and I want you to follow this argument, and I want you to think about what I'm about to say. I want you to think about what happens when you die. Death is a very serious subject. And some human beings have near-death experiences, and we know this because there have been reports of such phenomena for many, many years. So imagine for a moment that you die. Just imagine what that might be like. Imagine the whole world turns black. It's like going into a deep sleep. Except this deep sleep never ends and awareness stops and you're not here anymore. There's nothing. Imagine that you die for, say, 40 minutes, long enough to become brain dead, long enough that all of your memories are completely wiped out, long enough that there isn't really a you there anymore in any shape or form that anybody who knew you would be able to identify you in your memories or in the way that you think or in your way of being. Now consider that they managed to revive you and bring you back. And in that life, one of the things that just happens is there is a sense of self. Human beings have a self-sense. We know that when we use our eyes, colour comes into our brains. And there is a knowledge of being in spaces. We use our ears, sound comes into our brains. There is a knowledge of what is around, and we use our senses. And there are about 20 senses. You can look them up on Wikipedia. Not five. So we use these senses, and one of the things that the brain does is the brain recognizes that these senses are happening to the human being. What arises in thought is the idea that I have a self-sense. So the question is, and I really want you to think about this, the question is, if you have a self-sense now of being a human being, and the human being's generating that all the time, there will always be an idea of being me. If you have that self-sense now, and then you die, and you're dead for long enough that every memory of you is wiped out, and then you're brought back to life, and then the self-sense literally arises in that life again. Is that self-sense the same self-sense that you had before you died, even though all the memories have been wiped out? All sense of the original you has gone, and yet the physical you remains the same, assuming it's not damaged in the process of dying. So is that self-sense the same self-sense? Would it still be you, or would you be someone else? And how do you quantify that? I would love to hear your answers. I'm writing a book on this subject, and I would love to know what you think. You can visit my website at likebeing.com and you can send me as many messages as you like relating to this subject. I look forward to hearing from you. See you on the other side of the looking glass.